Today's podcast just covers a couple verses in Hebrews chapter 8, 8 verses 11 through 13. Lay the groundwork or remind us where we've come from. In verses 1 through 6 of chapter 8, we see that Jesus has a much superior ministry than the previous priests, as a priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Also, we learn that there is something better in the covenant, this new covenant which has come in Christ, this new covenant which we have the privilege of participating in now, both now and in the future, the already aspects now, but also the not yet aspects in the future through our adoption. But then these better promises continue and are explained. In verse 10, we see that God states he will be their God. Israel's continuing sin throughout the Old Testament is the worship of false gods, and they are drawn into worship idols and the rituals of their neighbors who worship false gods, but rather now God will be their God, and they shall be his people, they shall be my people. God will not disown them. God will not be left by his people for another, and rather there will be an established relationship with them, and these people under their new and better covenant in Christ now belong to God as his people. Verse 11, and they shall not teach everyone his fellow citizen, and everyone his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all will know me, from the least to the greatest of them. This definitely finds its total fulfillment in the eternal state, but we see it now through the work of the Holy Spirit and the study of God's word in God's people. So what it does not mean is that there's no place for shepherding or for teachers proclaiming the truths of God's word and leading God's people. But what it does mean is that God has given his revelation through his word to all people, and those who trust and follow the Lord Jesus will be indwelt by the Spirit, illuminating the scriptures to them to know the Lord. Verse 12, for I will be merciful to their iniquities. God is a gloriously, uniquely excellent being, and he shows mercy even when we, his creation, are unlovable and in rebellion. It says, he will remember their sins no more. This is not a sweeping of sins under the rug. Let us make that abundantly clear. This is obviously not an accidental lapse of memory. God knows all things. This is on the basis, rather, of a judicial condemnation upon a perfect substitute, who had the sins of the world placed upon his shoulders, as his blood was spilt for the sins of the whole world in an epic moment of judgment, love, mercy, and grace flowing mingled down off of that cross. As he breathed his last, a separation of man from God's presence in the holiness of in the holies of holies was changed drastically, as the massive imposing veil was ripped in half, giving access to God through the person of the God-man, Jesus Christ. So verse 13, when he said a new covenant, he has made the first obsolete. But whatever is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to disappear. The temple and tabernacle, the earthly sanctuaries, were done away with. The Aaronic priesthood or the Levitical priesthood was done away with. And the animal sacrifices were done away with. Now, instead of depending on the shadows or looking to the shadows, we're able to look to the substance, which is Jesus Christ. And again, the reminder is Hebrews is being written to Jews who are struggling with the idea of going back, adding works and obedience to the law to Christ and his accomplished work. And what Hebrews is showing us over and over again in an abundantly clear way is Jesus is better. Jesus is best. Keep looking to Jesus.